We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishem Nicham Yaakov B'Pitichov Soliyo and others. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We begin some of the teachings of the Zugos, the pairs, literally. The first was the Nasi, and the second the Av Beis Din, which were the heads of the Sanhedrin, following Shimon HaTzadik, Antigonus Ishsocho. And the first of this list is Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan. Usually the first name is the Nasi, and the second name is the Av Beis Din, and Hillel and Shammai, maybe the most famous of all. Hillel, the Nasi, and Shammai, the Av Beis Din. So Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzreda, from the place called Tzreda, but Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yushalayim, Kibbul Mehem, they received the Mesorah from them. Who's them? So that may be Antigonus Ishsocho from the previous Mishnah and Shimon HaTzadik from the Mishnah before that. And maybe Antigonus Ishsocho and his Beis Din. And it may mean, according to others, there's a Girsa, not Kibbul Mehem, but Kibbul Mimenu. It's just from him, not from them. And that refers to Antigonus Ishsocho. So Yosef ben Yoezer begins with his teaching. Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzreda, your house should be a place of gathering for the Chachamim. It should be a place where the Chachamim want to meet. You should try to host meetings for the Chachamim. This way, you can learn from their teachings, you learn from their Torah, you learn just being in the atmosphere, in environment of the Chachamim, even if you don't understand everything that they're saying. If you are the one who hosts the Chachamim, so that can be very beneficial for a person's spiritual growth. We can't all host the Chachamim may not all want to come to our house. They may want to meet in someone else's house. Maybe someone has a bigger house. So there are other ways that this be fulfilled. Yi beischa, your house away from home, could be the beis vada chacham, be the place where the chacham generally gather, which means a person should go to learn in a beis medrash. That's also a gathering place for the chacham. Or maybe a person can bring the chacham into a house in other ways. You bring svarim into your home and you learn Torah in your home. That way the chacham have gathered in your house and you're learning from their wisdom. Then the Mishnah says, v'hei mis abek ba'afara. Literally means we should cling or become dusty in the dust of their feet. So what does this mean? So some actually take this literally. It means when the Chachamim, let's say a Chacham comes from another town, I shouldn't say, well, he's not my rabbi, I have nothing to learn from him. He's coming on the road, his feet are dirty. I should cling to those who have dirt on their feet, who are coming from elsewhere. I have what to learn from them as well. But usually we assume this is a metaphor. What does it mean to cling to the Afar Raglehem? So it may refer back to times where the Rebbe would sit on a chair and the Talmidim would sit on the ground. It may refer to the fact that we're supposed to cling to Hashem. It's just a metaphor for the idea that we should cling to the Chachamim. Why should we do that? So this is actually a fulfillment of Uvo Sidbak. The Pasuk says, In Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, that we have an obligation to love Hashem, to v'halachta b'drachav, and to walk in His ways, and uvo sidbak, to cleave to Him. How do we cleave to Hashem? Hashem is not physical. So if we cling to Tamdei Chachamim, so it's like we're clinging to Hashem Himself, and that way we can fulfill Hevei Misavek ba'afar raglehem. Rashi understands that it means to serve the Chachamim. We often say when it comes to learning Gemara, the language of the Gemara we use to describe the learning of the Gemara is to be Meshamesh Talmidei Chacham. What does that mean? Gemara is learning. What do you mean? Service. So the answer is yes. When we serve, we learn from the Chachamim. We learn the opinions of the Mishnayos. When we spend time with them, we serve them. So this is why Yoshua was zocheh to become the next leader, because Lo Yomish Mitoch Ha'Oel. He learned everything from Moshe, but he spent time with him. He served him. Elisha was the prized Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi, because it says that he poured water for him. He served him as well. So that's what it means to be Misabek Ba'afar Raglehem, means to be Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim, and that way we cling to them and we learn from them. Then finally, V'havei Shoseh Batzama Es Devrayim, we should drink with thirst their words. The idea that we speak about Torah, it should be something that's Hayom, every day. It's something new, it's something fresh. The same way, someone's thirsty, they're interested in drinking, so the Torah should be the same. Based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Nun Hey, where we say Hoy Kol Tzameh L'chul Amayim, that Mayim we say Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Torah should be something not just that we learn, but something that we thirst for, something that we have a desire for and a passion for. So we should, the words of the Chacham is something we should want to drink, as the Mishnah describes here. Now this is all about Torah. So some of the Mefarshim explain that the Zugos who are teaching all of these lessons follow Shimon HaTzadik, who taught us that the Torah stands on the three things, which is Torah, Avodah Gilus Chasadim. So Antigonos happens to be the first one who spoke about serving Hashem. Don't be like an Eved who serves the Rav Al Manas LeKabapras. So that's Avodim. That's a reference to Avodah. The Tachachamim who follow, we have Yosei ben Yoezer is teaching us about Torah. Tikkalim Tamnei Chachamim have that's all about Torah. Invite them to your home. They should be a place of your home should be a place of meeting with the Chachamim. And Yosef ben Yochanan in the next Mishnah is going to teach us about Gemilas Chasadim. As we see over here, Perek Aleph Mishnah. Yosef ben Yochanan Ishu Shalayim Omer. He would say Yiveischa Pasuach L'Ravacha. So this is not about Torah, about the Chachamim. This is in general. Your house should be Pasuach L'Ravacha, should be open wide. That's one explanation for Ravacha. But Ravacha also means, they say Revach V'Hatzalah. Ravacha also means it means relief. It should be a place where people who are traveling should find a place of relief. It should be pasuach. Let's say Avram Avinu, not only from one door, from many doors. People should be comfortable in the home. They shouldn't be embarrassed. Let's say this way they can come through another door and not be embarrassed that other people are seeing him. So this way, aniyim should be in your home, which is leads us to the next halacha. Aniyim should be, and aniyim shouldn't be the members of your household, but rather aniyim should feel comfortable in your home. So why do we say it as they should be the members of your household? So some say it's because I should give them a job. They should become the people who are working for me should be aniyim, so that that they can earn a livelihood and maintain their dignity instead of just giving them tzedakah. The aniyim should be b'nei ve'secha. Some say that it means that we should relate to the aniyim the way we relate to the people of our home. They should feel as comfortable as the people in our home. That's what it means. V'yu aniyim b'nei ve'secha. Then the Mishnah says v'al tar b'sicha imo isha. Don't speak excessively with a woman. And the Mishnah here then says, this refers to one's wife, that it refers to not speaking excessively with someone else's wife. So what does it mean a person shouldn't speak with his own wife excessively? So the Bar Tanura says like this. He says, some say, this speaks as bad when a husband's wife is a nida. So then, not to speak excessively so that it doesn't lead to sin. He says, no, but it seems from the simple reading in the Mishnah, even if his wife is Torah, is pure, she's not a nida. Still, the Chachamim said, Pasuk says, a person is going to be told in the future what his speech is about. Even this idle chatter that between a husband and wife, where time could be used more wisely is something that a person will be taken to task for. Obviously, their conversation, husband and wife, is important, but where it's going to lead to a lack of Talmud Torah, that's number one. Or number two, how is it related to the Yu Ani B'nei Ve'Secha? So the concern may be if excessive talk to one's wife, let's say, if any one of the hosts of the home feels that they don't want to have they don't want to have guests in the home because they want to spend all the time conversing, or let's say one of the spouses is not interested in having guests in the home, so then that's what it means. If you don't have too much sicha bein ish l'ishto, so then there'll be more time and more interest in inviting other people into the home and giving them the time and giving them the space. So that's the connection. Your house should be open l'ravacha, you ani b'nei ve'secha, and al tar sicha me'isha, so that we make sure that the hosts of the home are interested in having anim in the home and hosting them. And then the Mishnah points out, but this is obviously if it's b'ishto kavachom b'eshes chavero, where certainly idle chat is something that's prohibited. And the Mishnah says, Mikan Amru Chachamim calls man she'adam mar besicha me'isha. As long as a person continues to speak excessively with a woman, gorim rola atzmo, he causes something that's bad for him. Ve uvota medivei Torah, is going to eventually neglect Torah study, as we mentioned. Ve sofo yerish gehinam, and eventually is going to be punished in the afterlife. If it's always involved in frivolous conversation, even with his wife, we're afraid it may lead to sin, and it may end up in Gehenna. Bartunura makes another point about Tabra Sicha Imoisha. He brings the story of Korach. He says, what happened? He malam dasa l'charcheriv. She, his wife, may teach him, you know, she get into a fight. Go Korach. He came back home to his wife to say what Moshe did. Shehinif his halavim tenufa. He lifted up all of them and waved them. And it was because of what she suggested that it came to machlokis. That's another problem with Tabra Sicha Imoisha. To machlokas, besides just bittul Torah, and this may cause gorem ra la'atzmo. Inami, another possibility, he says, mitoch shehu misapel l'shchaverav ginuhu vishu. Here, the husband comes home from work and says, oh, my friends, or the boss, whatever, he embarrassed me, caused me all these problems, degraded me. Af hi mevaza oso b'liba. So now she, the wife, may say, oh, you're a doormat, you're a nothing. And now she's going to think her husband, she's not going to respect her husband. Then gorem la'atzmo, that's going to cause bad for the husband. Better not to speak too much to one's wife about what was going on during the day, because that may lead to for her, that may lead the wife to disrespect the husband, and that will be the gorim ra'a la'atzma. Why would we say he's sofo yerush gehenim or gehenim at the end? So according to some the Rishonim, it means that he's going to sin not only from the bittul Torah, but if he spends too much time conversing with his wife, then he may violate even when she is in Ida and violate an Isser Kares, and that of course gehenom Kares will be cut off from the Jewish people.